Like,
oh, okay. So then it goes in words.
So give me your name.
My name is Silvia Escárcega.
And what's your affiliation?
I work at CIESAS in Mexico, which is a center of research, and then I work at DePaul University in Chicago.
And why did you come to the America Social Forum?
Because I'm following the global indigenous movement and how they are interacting not only with states but also with civil society and other social movements. And this is a great opportunity to see, you know, how they construct common agendas, how they, you know, recognize each other or not.
What have you learned?
I have learned that it's a very difficult dialogue.
What makes it difficult?
What makes it difficult is basically what they were saying this morning, is that they have very different cosmovisions, very different ideas of what they want, how they want the political participation to be. They don't recognize each other also in terms of, you know, the level of marginalization and discrimination that they have been suffering, and they cannot make the other people understand some of those, you know, experiences. But also, I think there is a lot of enthusiasm for building alliances and building those bridges. And I think that's very important because, you know, the dialogue will keep, will continue.
What does it take to build these bridges, these alliances?
I think it takes a lot of work. No, it actually, you know, what is good is they have to learn common languages. And I'm not talking about, you know, English, Spanish, French. I'm talking about concepts and ideas and platforms and agendas. And so they have to do that. The other thing is that I think both indigenous peoples and non-indigenous peoples, they have to recognize the specificity of their struggles and how historically different they have been. And I don't think sometimes they can really see, you know, the experience of the other. Without stereotyping or putting down, you know, some of this stuff.
What do you think the future of the forum is?
Oh, wow. This one or in general, all the social fora? I think it's a good process. I think it's a learning process. I know that they are very costly financially, and I don't know if there will be more social fora. But at least in these next 5 years, I'm sure that there will be a wide plethora of them, and I think they're very good because a lot of people and social movements are coming together and you know, getting to know each other. And if they don't construct any common agenda or platform, at least they'll know that they exist, you know, and maybe something can be formed. But I think that friendships are also being formed somehow, you know, and also with the new technologies like internet and, you know, all of those things, you know, they can transfer information from one place to another very rapidly. And I think the social fora can facilitate that process, you know, because they can share websites and, I don't know, blogs and all of those that stuff that people nowadays use.
Can you tell us about maybe a specific conflict or misunderstanding that you saw? Like, tell a story of a really interesting incident?
Well, this would be at the United States Social Forum in 2007 in Atlanta, and at the last day, when there was the assembly of the social movements, the indigenous peoples had 2 minutes to give their, you know, strategies and their results and their, you know, final thoughts, and they took more than 2 minutes. So, because, you know, they have to say a lot of things before they can start saying things. I mean, they have to thank people, they have to thank Mother Earth, they have to do a lot of things. It's, you know, they cannot just speak for 2 minutes. And the microphone was taken away from them. And so there was a big commotion. You know, I left the room, but when I came back, just for 5 minutes, I left. All the indigenous peoples from, you know, different parts of the continent, the U.S., Canada, but also Ecuador and Guatemala and Mexico, they were on the stage giving all the assembly, you know, some words of, they were saying, well, you have to understand us. You have to understand where we come from. You cannot offend us that in that way. You know, you have to respect our word. We've been silenced for 500 years, and you don't want to listen to us. I mean, they went on and on and on with that kind of stuff for 30 or 40 minutes. They cried. you know, there was it was a big, big thing for them, but also for, I think, the people and the organizations that were there, because they were made, or they, you know, they finally realized that, you know, there had not been any kind of real communication between, you know, the non-indigenous and indigenous peoples at the forum. And actually, if you went to the different events that were organized by indigenous peoples or Native Americans, there were a lot of indigenous peoples there, or NGOs interested on indigenous issues, but not people from other social movements, you know. So that was a big, you know, so that's why the dialogue doesn't happen. So I guess they need to find other ways of bringing different movements together, and not only the indigenous tent, the campesino tent, the feminist tent. I mean, what about creating this kind of pluri, I don't know, how is this not pluri, these tents where you can have a lot of different movements coming together and talking.
How about here? Have you seen a similar kind of example here? Or no?
No, not really. No, I haven't.
And what do you think about there not being an indigenous tent, an indigenous space?
I think that is really interesting. I don't know what happened. I think it was just simply organizing. I think they figured that this igloo, you know, this auditorium was going to be the center and the of the space for indigenous peoples. But actually, it's just an auditorium where people come and sit down and listen, or they talk. But that said, they don't stay there. They don't hang out. They don't, you know, they're not coming here after their other conferences and just, you know, gathering and joining and talking to other people who are also in the same, you know, who would be in the same spot. I think it's really bad, because if you want social movements to get to know each other, the informal spaces are the best. These formal spaces are not. And, you know, so it's really a bad thing that it didn't happen. I don't know why it didn't happen. I think, in my opinion, it was just organization and logistics. Because I think there was supposed to be a tent for indigenous peoples. And I think that is something that they had to work on. I don't know what is going to happen in the World Social Forum, but it would be interesting to see if they, you know, managed to create this prominent space for indigenous peoples, you know, so they can all come together, but also along with other social movements, you know, in these informal spaces.